On behalf of the Mara and Tisch families, it is always an important moment when our team shows leadership in the New York, New Jersey area. The New York Football Giants are the first major sports franchise to come and see the 9/11 Museum, the memorial to those that we lost, to those that we loved, and certainly to the men and women who still fight today to ensure that the freedoms that we sometimes take for granted can be enjoyed by all Americans every single day of the year.
It's humbling to know that people really risk their lives in saving people, and you get to hear all those stories. I mean, you see it, you know, I was just a kid when it happened, so you see it when you're here walking these halls and seeing all the memorials and different things, and you really appreciate, you know, the simple fact of just being able to wake up and see your family every day. Being here is definitely humbling and still a little saddened at the same time.
This column that you see right in front of you is called the Last Column, and you could see it's adorned with sort of graffiti of remembrance, and it was the very last piece of steel to be removed from the site on May 30th, 2002. We brought it back, erected it in front of the slurry wall as a sign and symbol of our continuing resilience, as well as the 9-month recovery period, which was in and of itself historic.
This is special, and to be here with the team, and everybody remembers that day in 2001, 9/11, to be in New York City and just to hear some of the phone calls that were made on the planes, the letters, or see the pictures of the firefighters and the police officers who gave their lives to try to help other people. And it was really powerful being there. You know, really, really glad that as a team we got to see it together.
One of the things about the 9/11 attack, just by virtue of when it happened, 8:46 in the morning, that was a moment of a shift change. So the night guys were going off duty and the day guys were coming on. And in a lot of firehouses, they found the two shifts together at the moment the call came in. So everybody loaded the truck. They were riding heavy, as the fire department calls it. Nearly half the fire department units of the city reported for duty in one way or another on that day. So all 11 guys in this company were there, the night shift and the day shift. All of them went into the building and none of them came out.
It's a tremendous thing to see what, you know, this city and the strength of this country to be able to build something like this is just tremendous.
The pool that you see right in front of you is the exact footprint of where the North Tower stood. There are 2,983 names on this memorial, and they represent everyone who died here in New York, at the Pentagon, and on Flight 93.
I was in fifth grade when the attacks happened, so it's something to come here and see where it took place and the lives that it impacted and how New York City responded. It's a great thing for this team. It's a great thing for all the fans who were impacted by it. They also come out and root for us, and it was definitely a sobering experience. Something I'll never forget.